This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batts with Brad Wilson. Professor has done me the favor of reading two very challenging books and summarizing them in an essay at Civitas Outlook for Civitas Institute, University of Texas. One in favor of the Constitution as it stands just needs to be tweaked a little bit, puffed up. We need to return to the golden days. That's Yuval Levine. And Professor Chemerinsky, who is the dean of the Berkeley Law School, the distinguished scholarly place. However, the professor does us the favor of not only reading the books, but coming up with suggestions to both authors. Let's start with Yuval Levine, because I misread his understanding of Congress. Well, he seems to emphasize government. That's my reading of your essay.
Well, his whole book really is focused on government, not what happens in the private sector. He has very little to say about the associational life of Americans, which, as you know, Alexis de Tocqueville described so well back in the 1830s. He'd never seen anything like it. The busyness of Americans in their private associations and how they work together to govern themselves without the interference of the state. So he says very little about that. He's focused on national institutions primarily, and then federalism at a later point in the book. The centrality of Congress is his phrase, and he's talking about just the national government there. He thinks that we have what we can call legislative supremacy, where the Congress, because it is uniquely representative, as he argues, of the American people, is the most important branch of government and is meant to be the dominant force. I am unconvinced by that. That kind of legislative supremacy, the founders were very familiar with because that was the British parliamentary system from which they broke. Where after the 1688 revolution in England, they established parliamentary supremacy, where Parliament had the last word on everything having to do with the law. And what I suggest is that our system is very different. We have a written constitution that divides governmental power into three separate and somewhat independent branches. They all have a job to do. They all are representative, some maybe more than others. Congress, maybe the House of Representatives, maybe more than, say, the courts. But according to James Madison, as long as the power of the government derives from the people, it is sufficiently Republican and representative. So my argument is that the president is representative of the people. Dr. Levin disagrees with that. He thinks only Congress is representative. And that, if we took his view of it, the role of the president would be what has been called in the scholarship the errand boy understanding of the presidency, where it's simply to carry out the errands that Congress assigns it. That's not the presidency we have, of course, we know that, but it's not the one that the framers intended either. They recognized that the president would have a role in policymaking. He would have great field of discretion to work with respect to foreign affairs and being commander in chief and so forth. So I just think it's more accurate not to make one branch supreme over the others, but to recognize they're all supreme within their delegated authority.
And Professor Chemerinsky sees the national government as a uniform military and a foreign affairs, a diplomat, but nothing at home. Is that correct?
Well, that's his way of dealing with the contentious nature of our current politics. It would be, you know, this is after the discussion of secession, which he says there's nothing in the Constitution to prevent, as if we didn't fight a civil war over that and settled it back then. But when he finally abandons the secession idea. He then takes up the idea, well, maybe we can return to the Articles of Confederation. And all he really has to say about that is that the president would be in charge of the military and foreign affairs, and the states would do all the other governing. That's federalism on steroids. That's something we rejected in 1787 and afterwards. Federalism means something very different now to us than what it meant to the framers.
So Levin wants a return to the golden age of federalism, and Chemerinsky wants a return to the golden age of the Confederation.
He despises the way the American political order is organized and how it conducts its business, that he's willing to basically blow it up, replace it with something very different, even something like the Articles of Confederation, which the whole Constitution was built to reject.
And Professor, because we're making a recommendation, both books look worthwhile. Which one would you recommend being read first?
First? Well, I suppose Chemerinsky first, but I would just breeze through it. It's not as deep and complex as Dr. Levin's book. And you'll get to see how progressives, who are obviously constitute a large part of our political order, how they regard the founding document of their country. It's really quite something. And so it's worth looking at it just to get the idea of how progressives look at the Constitution, why they'd love to put term limits on Supreme Court appointments, why they'd like to expand the Supreme Court to more than nine. Once you see his argument, you'll understand why all those things are in the air on the Democratic left of things. Then read Levin to actually learn what the Constitution is all about.
Okay. Chemerinsky first, Levin second, and I thank very much for the recommendation. Brad Wilson, James Wilson, Distinguished Visiting Scholar, Center for Constitutional Studies, Utah Valley University, writing at Civitas Outlook.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.